It's Tuesday, March 11th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Growing concerns about the U.S. economy tipping into a recession sent shockwaves through markets on Monday. The S&P 500 fell about 2.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 2%, or about 890 points. The NASDAQ Composite slid 4%, its worst day since 2022. The index was dragged lower by a sell-off of big tech shares. Tesla's stock tumbled more than 15%, its biggest decline since 2020. Shares of the other Magnificent Seven stocks, Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon.com, Nvidia, and Meta Platforms, fell between 2.4% and 5.1%. President Trump over the weekend refused to rule out the U.S. entering a recession this year, telling Fox News there will be a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. In other news, a cargo ship that smashed into a U.S. military chartered oil tanker off the northeast coast of England Monday was carrying sodium cyanide, according to the Maritime Intelligence Company and shipping journal Lloyd's List. The collision sparked a huge fire, a dramatic rescue effort, and fears of environmental damage. Just before 10 a.m. local time, a Portuguese-flagged container ship called the Solana careened into the oil tanker called the Stena Immaculate, which was at anchor in the North Sea about 10 miles off the English coastline, according to the ship tracking tool Vessel Finder. All but one of the 14 crew members on board the Solana were brought safely to shore, the vessel's owner Ernst Russ said in a statement Monday evening. The missing person had not been found at that time. Russ also said in its statement that both vessels sustained significant damage in the impact of the collision and the subsequent fire. Around the world, the Syrian government signed an agreement to integrate a large U.S.-backed Kurdish-led militia into its military forces, a major step toward consolidating Damascus's control over the country after an armed revolt by former regime loyalists set off sectarian killings. The agreement, which calls for the integration of all civil and military institutions in northeastern Syria, was signed by President Ahmed al-Sharaa and the leader of the American-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, according to a two-page document published by state news agency Sana that showed the two leaders signing the deal. The agreement, if implemented, would remove one of the most important challenges facing the new Islamist-led government in Damascus, which took power in December after rebels toppled former President Bashar al-Assad. Back in the U.S., the arrest of a Palestinian activist who helped organize campus protests of the war in Gaza has sparked questions about whether foreign students and green card holders are protected against being deported from the U.S. Mahmoud Khalil was arrested Saturday by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Homeland Security officials and President Donald Trump have indicated that the arrest was directly tied to his role in the protests last spring at Columbia University in New York City. Khalil is being held at an immigration detention center in Jenna, Louisiana, while he awaits immigration court proceedings that could eventually lead to him being deported. His arrest has drawn criticism that he's being unfairly and unlawfully targeted for his activism, while the federal government has essentially described him as a terrorist sympathizer. And Pope Francis is no longer in immediate danger and is responding well to treatment in hospital, the Vatican has said, in a sign of progress as the 88-year-old pontiff continues his recovery from double pneumonia. Francis has been in Rome's Gemelli Hospital for more than 3 weeks. He was admitted on the 14th of February with a severe respiratory infection that has required evolving treatment. In its latest medical update, the Vatican said the Pope's doctors had decided to lift an earlier guarded prognosis, meaning the pontiff's life was no longer in immediate danger. The Vatican said they still expect Francis to continue medical drug treatment in a hospital setting for further days. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.